think, continue to do what we've been doing, which is to promote our plan to grow the economy in every part of Massachusetts, improve our schools, and bring the bipartisanship and balance and sort of fiscal discipline to Beacon Hill that voters are looking for. That's been our message for the better part of the past 2 months, and we've gone from significantly behind to either even or ahead as voters have tuned into the race. So I'm just going to keep talking about what we've been talking about.
If someone is still undecided at this late stage in the game, what would be your final pitch to that voter?
Well, I'd say two things. The first is I've made pretty clear that I'm not going to raise taxes. The Attorney General has made pretty clear that she will. And the second thing I would say is that if you want a governor who's got experience in local government, experience in state government — I worked in the Weld and Cellucci administrations in their cabinet — and private sector experience, building a solid, strong organization and making it work, then I just think I have the better resume and the better experience. And I think that's a lot of the reason why we got endorsed by so many newspapers, including newspapers that normally don't endorse Republicans.
Do you expect Tuesday to be a very close election and a late night?
Oh, I certainly expect Tuesday to be a close election. I think to expect anything else would be a mistake. And that's why we spent so much of our time this weekend barnstorming around the state, meeting with voters, collecting endorsements from local Democratic and independent officials across the Commonwealth. And it's why we've been so involved in our own Get Out the Vote efforts, which involves 25 field offices and an army of volunteers knocking on doors and making phone calls.
The Democratic Party's Get Out the Vote apparatus in Massachusetts has long been celebrated. Do you worry that that's a deficit for your campaign tomorrow?
Well, you know, what I can control is what we do with Get Out the Vote, and I feel we've got a better ground game than we've ever had as a party before. But I certainly have tremendous respect for what the Democrats do on the ground, and I expect them to be out in force tomorrow.
Do you feel there are any specific areas of the state that you have to do well in or overwhelmingly carry?
I think of it a little differently, Ian, which is I think about places where I think we will do well based on what we've felt on the ground and what we've gotten out of sort of a sense of the people as we've been campaigning. I think we're going to do really well in Worcester County, for example. I think we're going to do really well in Essex County. I'm from Essex County. Karen Polito, my running mate, from Worcester County. The feedback and the vibe we've gotten from voters there has been terrific. I think we're going to do really well on the South Shore and down on the Cape based on the way people have responded to us there. And by the way, I think we're going to do a lot better in cities than Republicans traditionally do, in part because we spent a lot of time there and I believe are campaigning on issues that they care about. And to this date, I'm still the only candidate in the race who's proposed a significant urban agenda. And I also think we're going to do well in what I would describe as sort of the more rural and exurban parts of Massachusetts.
Some national trends are at play here. Democrats are expected to be hurt in this midterm election. So do you think those national trends will buoy you?
I don't hear a lot of talk about national stuff when I'm campaigning for voters. I mean, what I hear really from voters most of the time is, you know, they're worried and anxious about the economy. They worry a lot about the schools, especially that they live in cities. They worry about the choices they have with respect to where they send their kids. And a lot of them, especially working people, just feel like they've been nickel and dimed to death for the past 7 years, and they want state government to be a lot tighter with a buck and treat a buck the way they do. And so I haven't heard a lot of what I would describe as national issues sort of seeping into this race. It's really been about what matters to people here on the ground in the Bay State.